It's going really well, Graham. We're having a whale of a time, despite the weather, which has not been favourable to us. We've had great houses, very well received by both local and holidaymakers. So we're having a ball, an absolute ball.
And it looks very different up here on stage.
Yeah, it's different because we've stepped out of what the normal procedure is when we use scenery that flies in and out. We've gone for a fixed set on this occasion, which has given us a lot more space. And you can see for yourself, it's a sturdy structure. And the cast have the opportunity to swing off it, play off it. And it just brings the whole pub, the Golden Garter that is in Calamity Jane, it brings it alive and it allows it to leak into the audience as well, which was a real passion that I wanted to have.
For those who don't know the story of Calamity Jane, just give us a brief overview of the story.
It's famous, obviously, for the film back in 1953, which starred Doris Day and Howard Keel. And it's the tomboy, Calamity Jane, that sets out backwards and forwards on the stagecoach, bringing the wares of the world back to this godforsaken hole, which is known as Deadwood in Illinois, in South Dakota. And the story really unravels when the leading lady for the vaudeville stage, which was in the pub, doesn't arrive and is actually a man who, you know, does his bit. And Calamity convinces the owner of the Golden Garter that she will bring the best talent that there is around. And at that time was a person called Adelaide Adams. So she flies off to Chicago, brings back who she thinks is Adelaide Adams, and it turns out to be somebody else. And the story really just unravels from there. And there's three weddings at the end. So it's the show's got it all. It's got the humour, it's got the fun, it's got the romance. It has got some of the best show songs. I mean, I'm sure your listeners will all know Secret Love, made famous by Doris Day, Higher Than a Hawk, made famous by Howard Keel, and then the classic chorus ones, Deadwood Stage, Coming Into the Town, Windy City, and of course, Black Hills of Dakota.
And what sort of reaction have you had from the audience?
Do you know, I mean, I've sat out there every night, and when you get the overture going off at the beginning, and it plays snippets of all the songs that are in the show, and suddenly Black Hills Dakota comes through in the overture, and you hear the audience mutter, and they start singing along, and Secret Love, and Higher Than a Hawk. And we're very lucky to have two incredibly talented principals in Andrea Wilson, that's playing Calamity Jane, who absolutely nails Secret Love night after night, as well as bringing Calamity Jane, the character, to absolutely the most believable state. And then Gary Clifton, who plays the part of Wild Bill, and his singing voice is a little bit special. And if you thought Howard Keel was doing it pretty darn good, you need to come along here and listen to Gary Clifton nail his song as well.
And you've been working on this a long time, haven't you?
Well, for me, it started literally a year ago. I was stage manager for Copacabana, our last show here. And as soon as this set came down on our last night, I was walking this stage, pacing the stage, measuring the stage, you know, building in my mind what I wanted to happen for Calamity Jane. So it's been a year of my life working on it. The chorus and the principals, they all kicked off in January, so they've had 5 months preparing for this.
And you're all enjoying it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Graham, Seasods is like one great big happy family. And it's a machine. I mean, it's a machine to maintain and keep everybody happy. But I think they're having an absolute ball this week. I mean, just the time of their lives. I suppose for me, it's the first time it's very different, because I'm often being involved either on the stage acting or backstage crewing or stage managing. To sit out and watch it is a very, very different feeling. I'm just immensely proud of them.